Lungs, trying to make a 2-minute drill comeback before the clock hits the buzz, or I get dub sack too many times. My last penny dime dropped in the pub. Whether it's Henny wine shots or some suds, any kind. I live in Newcastle, a crib with a pool full of Becks and a jacuzzi full of floozies that pump booze through the jets. Till I sold it to the captain for some jewels in the chest. Then put a silver bullet through my gray goose I kept as a pet. So I left feeling stressed, leaving my buds and my chick. I had to split, I took too many licks. I'm just being blunt, that's it. I boarded my ship at 502, changing my latitude, but never was I ever headed for Malibu. I've never been there, nor wanted to chill, but I know a couple of girls who lived off the Strawberry Hill. Once I passed Margaritaville, I landed my boat, almost ended up on the rocks, but somehow managed to cope. And so and when she used a snappy Tony, backhand her dome and almost crack her skull. He was a coward, whom of her he would think nada. A personal pinata with wounds worse than that of the stigmata. She had a gun in the vault, and what he's done is assault. I felt like Robin Williams telling her, it isn't your fault. Hunting for goodwill, loving him she could steal. Enough bills to run away and never get slugged again. But the atmosphere sucked her in, all the money and clothes. She said he doesn't mean harm as she wiped the blood from her nose. Hubby was cold, after drinking she'd be ducking his blows. He was the chief of police and she was the loveliest rose. Stubborn she knows, ignoring the threats and the cuss words. And in regards to her scars, she stated that love hurts. But when she said that lie, tears welled up in her eyes. And she asked me to pick her up around 4:15 and say,
I'm glad I never leave.